Joining us now is the man who we talked to earlier this year. Of course, he lost his team, but now he's got another one, and his name is Paul Plovett. He's the CEO of the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles, and they're going to bring their circus to town when the things kick off in regards to the tournament that is known as the Bill Cook Cup on the 27th of August, but they're going to come to Sandwick on Sunday the 11th of September, and also Orange on the 24th, which is Saturday there of September as well. And Pete's here for the Headspace Day for the Tamworth Magpies. And Pete, you're just casing out the joint before the 11th?
Yeah, just going to come up here and make sure that, you know, everything's in order, and haven't seen the field here. We played at the Pirates last year, so looking forward to it. Great space, so we should be able to have a good day up here.
Yeah, of course, it's great to see that you've got a new logo now. It looks very Baltimore Ravens compared to the logo we've had at the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles over the last couple of years. Very Indigenous look for the old logo, but this one's very fierce, and just part of a new contract and a new thing moving forward for the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles.
Yeah, look, it's another 5 years that they've just signed in terms of the NRC and Australian rugby, so we thought that there's no better time to rebrand and really attack the next 5 years. Rugby needs to elevate itself to become a marketable kind of competition, so the NRC and the Country Eagles want to take the forefront of that, and hopefully we can turn it into an event in 5 years. You can't do without it.
Yeah. Will ASIC still provide the jumpers for all the teams, or everybody's now got individual deals? Because Classic were providing some merchandising last year for the Eagles, and it's one of those things that it's great to sit there and say, well, you know, we can't get a jumper, or we might want to buy a jumper when we get to the games, and also in the shops as well, to help that revenue stream for the team, but also get recognition as the number one sort of country team in New South Wales country.
Yeah, no, look, ASICs are pulled out. It was kind of an afterthought that ASICs had to throw that in after the sponsorship. So we've done a deal with Canterbury, which we're really excited about. Yeah. So Canterbury's our sponsor, and all the merchandise will come through Canterbury and sold on their site. So we're also probably going to shock you guys, but we've changed the jersey, which is in time. So we're going to look to run out a black jersey this year, which is different to the Country Cockatoos, and try and have two different, you know, the Cockatoos and the Eagles running as a joint brand, but with two different meanings. So.
Well, I think that's a good thing. The black colour's always been very strong, no matter what club you have, might be Maitland Blacks or the Moree Wee Bolla Bulls. Very fierce-looking shirt, but also it keeps the soul of country rugby, but it also differentiates the sides as a pathway where the Cockatoos can then move through and move on to the Eagles. Has it been something, as a CEO, you've got a little bit of a vibe that some of the players who played for the Cockatoos should be getting a bit of a run? And are we going to see what happened originally in the first year, where we had a Development 15 play in Orange and drag some of those players in and mix in with some of those players that are from Sydney Uni, East and also Randwick?
We've signed off, or loosely signed off, on a development team, and we're looking at an under-20s program. But I'm talking to the Lloyd McDermott as a pathway for us. So the thing for me is, if you're going to have an alignment or have the Indigenous print on the jersey, it's got to make sense.
Yeah.
So we feel that Lloyd McDermott Indigenous rugby should have a pathway, and the Eagles should be that.
Well, the great thing is, of course, they'll be up here over October 7th, 8th and 9th in Tamworth as part of the Lloydies in the under-17s for both boys and girls, and that's another fantastic tie-in as well. What about players locked down? We've basically got most of the guys who won't be playing for the Wallabies out of Sydney University East and Randwick as well coming to play for the Eagles.
Yeah, look, we've got most of them. I just did a deal, or I spoke to one of the players yesterday who won't be playing with the Eagles, who is from Sydney University, and that's Will Skelton. So, you know, a big thing for me is making this competition make sense, and Will Skelton isn't a country Eagle, so same as Israel Folau. So my mantra is to make this competition strong, and I feel those two players in particular are best for the West, and we'll bring in guys hopefully like Sam Carter and Paddy Ryan and Todd Robinson. So, you know, it becomes a bit tribal, and when the Tamworth folk here watch it, they can actually make sense of the game and see that we're investing in the country roots.
Tell us a little bit about any pre-season games we're going to play. Of course, we've got the Queensland Country Mob playing against an Americana sort of college team about 2 weeks before the Bill Cook Cup kicks off. But any sort of trials or anything like that, or you're just quite happy with the shoot shield stuff that's being played and players will be able to get stuck into it under Darren Coleman pretty much from the off?
Yeah, look, we're very fortunate that University and Randwick are 1-2, so they should be playing right up until the end. East had a strong start and performing really well. You know, they could sneak into the final, but I'd be saying that there'd be no trials because, you know, it's seven games, and what's one extra game going to do to them?